All right, laddies.
After an hour in the South End Dental Clinic chair, I'm slowly starting to feel my face again. It's been years since the last road construction in my mouth, and I'd forgotten, or repressed, the uniqueness of the dental experience. Mouth dams, jackhammers, sump pumps, interrogation lighting, and full disclosure on finances, assets, and lien holders. Like I said, it's been a while in between visits, something to do with the lack of dental insurance. You want to see the face of poverty, look at a person's teeth, at least the ones that aren't missing. I'm trying the best I can to keep mine, but when the good doctor shows me the estimate for filling a cavity, $250, not counting x-rays, etc., versus what the bill will be if this is a root canal, $2,200, which is what he expects it to be. You can maybe understand why the frugal shopper might opt to have the damn tooth pulled right out of his head for good and skip the anesthesia. My last root canal and crown cost $1,100. Dentist in Stamatopoulos drilled twice and didn't get the infected nerve cleaned out. The last visit he asked if I wanted to give it a third go or have him refer me to a specialist. I said, gee, Bob, I didn't get a dental degree, but since you need to ask, let's go with someone who knows what they're doing, which is obviously neither of us. You want to spoil a doctor-client relationship? This is pretty direct. Of course, when I had to have the specialist's temporary crown replaced with a permanent one, something beneath him apparently, I went to a new dentist. News travels fast in Podunk, and I got a pretty cold shoulder from my new guy, another last visit, which is why, after 15 years, I'm at the newly opened South End Pain Clinic. No records transferred, no toxic gossip exchanged, just money, the way I remember dentistry in the good old days.
All right, laddies.